Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. We talked a lot before the election, so let me ask you, Sean Patrick Maloney, what scares you the most about a Trump presidency?
Well, look, what scares me the most? What scares me the most is that, you know, this guy, tries to govern using some of the, dark forces and divisive rhetoric that he used during the campaign. If instead he wants to be above both political parties and do things that are good for the country, you know, I'm sure there are things we can work together on. I've seen him talk about things like negotiating drug prices in the Medicare program.
Yep.
You know, that's a great conversation. We should have it. I've heard him talk about paid family leave. Let's talk about it. There's ways, different ways you can do it, but that's a great conversation to have. If he wants to do infrastructure, man, we need all kinds of infrastructure, and there's all kinds of ways to pay for it using public and private funding. I'm very interested in those issues. But, you know, if he wants to talk about, you know, creating, you know, registries of people by their religion, if he wants to talk about deporting, you know, kids who've been here through no fault of their own and who are playing by the rules and doing well in school. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff he said in the campaign. I think we got to see who shows up. But I think it's my job to listen to the people who supported him and to a lot of whom live in my district. You know, my district voted for Donald Trump, and I take that seriously. I try to bring some humility to this job. I want to understand where people are coming from. And I think what's always been true remains true, which is that people want folks like me down here in Washington to work together, to stop fighting and get things done. And I am going to remain focused on that. I think it's why, you know, the people gave me another 2-year contract.
I had a letter, a very, very disturbing letter from somebody who was gay and who was saying that literally doesn't expect to be alive in 4 years because of the incoming Trump administration. Do you have any sense that even though he gave some lip service to, you know, supporting the LGBTQ community, do you understand why I got this letter?
Yes, but what I would say to that young person is that there are people like me in Washington who are going to be, you know, on the lookout and watching this guy like a hawk for any indication that he's coming after some of the rights that we have won and the protections we've secured. There is reason to believe that we are at a place where there is a bipartisan majority, even in the House of Representatives, that will not tolerate, you know, going backwards on LGBT stuff. I proved that by stopping the Republican effort last summer to dismantle 2 executive orders of President Obama that protected LGBT people in the workplace. And we did that with 43 Republicans. Now, and we won that fight at the end of the year when they removed the offensive language from the defense bill after kind of, you know, playing around with it all year in the conference committee. But we won. Now, are we going to win every fight? I can't promise that. I am very concerned about the Supreme Court nominees that Donald Trump will put on the court. I'm very concerned about how they would view lots of vulnerable communities, including mine. But I mean it when I say that there are other tools in our kit. And this system and our progress and the coalition we built is bigger than Donald Trump. I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. I don't want other people to be afraid of Donald Trump. I want them to stand up and hold this guy's feet to the fire and insist that he respect the Constitution, that he respect the rights of all Americans. And if he's going to do that, then I'm going to listen to him about ways we can work together. And I'm going to be opposed to him, I guarantee, on a lot of stuff. But I will be respectful. And I'm not going to do, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do what the Republicans did to Barack Obama, or some of them, which is they treated him like he was illegitimate. And they never gave him a shot. I don't want my country to fail. I don't want our politics to grind to a halt. And if there are things we can work together on infrastructure, on lowering prescription drug prices, on paid family leave, on lots of things on trade, on things that this president-elect has said that I agree with, then I'm going to do that. And I want to tell my liberal and progressive friends that I hear their concerns and I share many of them, and they can count on me to be the first line of defense against the things they fear most. But I'm not going to ignore opportunities to make progress, because I believe those continue to exist.
Sean Patrick Maloney, you did just mention the Supreme Court. I wanted to go there for a second, and you said you were somewhat concerned about some of the people he would put there. What are you concerned about? I mean, he's announced who these are. They're fairly conservative federal judges for the most part. Substantively, what specific thing are you most concerned about with their appointments?
Well, I'm very concerned about going after a woman's right to make her own reproductive decisions. I don't think government should be making those decisions, and I'm worried about undermining the constitutional protections that have been settled law in this country for 40 years. I'm very concerned about going backwards on things like marriage equality. I'm very concerned about using a religious pretext to justify discrimination and expanding First Amendment religious freedom beyond what it should be, which is a protection of people's free exercise of religion, into a weapon to discriminate against people. There are efforts to cloak discrimination under the guise of religious freedom, and we need to make sure we strike the right balance there. I actually have legislation on this with Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts that seeks to make that distinction clear under federal law. So there are things that they can do. I'm very worried about money in politics. I wish we would end Citizens United. I'm concerned that his Supreme Court nominees won't care about that, and we'll continue to see way too much money screwing up our politics. I'm worried about what they'll do on the environment and with stripping our agencies of the tools they need to fight climate change. So there's a lot that I'm worried about. Voting rights. We've seen an assault on people's right to vote and a weakening of the Voting Rights Act, and that's come from the court. So there's a lot of things that the Supreme Court can do that I would be very concerned about. And I do think that is one area where we really have to watch for the ideologues within this new administration to go beyond even what the president-elect himself has said or may support.
We only have 2 minutes here, but while we're on that theme, it looks clear that Jeff Sessions will be the Attorney General of the United States. You've talked about the court. He says he'll only enforce the law, but that leaves a lot of choices to be made. I'm wondering what you think about that nomination.
I think it's a terrible nomination, and I'm opposed to it. I mean, look, there are so many good people you can pick, and they don't have to be some progressive or some Democrat. I understand this president should be able to pick somebody that shares his views, and I would expect that person would be a conservative. But my goodness, Jeff Sessions is a person who is over the course of a very long career been known for one thing more than anything else, which is as an opponent of all of the changes in the South that have made our country more free and more open and more fair for people who are getting shut out and discriminated against and very often hurt or killed. And to fight things like the civil rights actions the way he has, to be a consistent opponent against equal rights and fairness towards other communities like the LGBT community, his opposition to the Violence Against Women Act. I mean, he has a record and a going back decades that just makes him the last person I would pick. And I just am really disheartened by that, because that's a really important job. And it ought to be someone who respects all Americans, who enforces the law, and who defends the rights of the vulnerable who need that protection. So I just think it's a lousy choice, and I wish he'd pick somebody else, and I've made that clear.
We always love talking to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District. So, Sean, when we come back the next time for our discussions, I want to talk to you about a couple of environmental issues, the closure of the Indian Point nuclear power plant and the Anchorage sites on the Hudson. Okay?
Sounds great.